Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Fall 2018 Newsletter. Adjusting to Vision Loss Seminar. Adjusting to vision loss is an ongoing journey. If we lose the ability to do different things in our lives, with our families, or in the way we live, we need to stay on top of the changes and learn how to do things differently. Join us for a fall seminar that explores ways to accept and then move forward. This seminar is open to persons with vision loss as well as their families and friends. Come to the Clinton Macomb Public Library, 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, 48038, on Tuesday, October 30th, from 10 a.m. until noon. Call the Macomb Library for the Blind for more details at 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. It's time to vote. The Michigan Protection and Advocacy Service, Inc. assists people with disabilities. From their website, quote, Michigan Protection and Advocacy Service, Inc., MPAS, is the independent private nonprofit organization designated by the governor of the state of Michigan to advocate and protect the legal rights of people with disabilities in Michigan, end quote. The website also features a section on voting that you can access with the following link. https://www.mpas.org/contact-mpas/voter-rights. There is also an election protection hotline to call to report any incidents you encounter at the polls. The hotline phone number is 866-687-8683. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbph. Our phone numbers, 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Our email address, mlbph@cmpl.org. Visions 2018. What's new in technology for the blind and visually impaired? My thoughts by Kathy Nuss. On May 18, 2018, I helped to represent Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped by attending the 2018 Visions Vendor Fair held at the Ann Arbor District Library. The event was co-sponsored by the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled and the State of Michigan's Bureau of Services for Blind Persons. A room full of adaptive product vendors and four presentations were available from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. I would like to share my thoughts on three of the speaker presentations, which really impressed me. William Robinson III, Director, Michigan Bureau of Services for Blind Persons. Mr. Robinson started by sharing his story of vision loss in 2001 as the result of a hunting accident. He was the former CFO of National Linen Service. As a result of determination, wonderful family support, and rehabilitation, he found a wealth of services available to him so that he could rise from what could have been a devastating accident to serve in a vital capacity in the state agency that provides needed services to Michigan's 200,000 blind and visually impaired citizens. He is a wonderful example of using his experience to help others. Sina Baram, technologist, researcher, and entrepreneur, Prime Access Consulting. Mr. Baram spoke about how his company works with museums and other organizations around the world so that they can become more inclusive to all audiences, especially those with disabilities. It was amazing for me to be reminded how easy it is to just add some simple elements to displays so that all folks can equally benefit. Being blind and a computer scientist was the right combination to bring this information to the companies who need it. Camilla Chiriboga, recent graduate of New York's Parsons School of Design at the New School and winner of the 2017 Disrupt Aging Design Challenge, sponsored by AARP. Ms. Chiriboga shared some wonderfully innovative clothing designed with those with disabilities in mind, as well as newer, better quality hospital gowns that could become available in the near future. Having personal sewing and home arts as hobbies, I was particularly interested in ways that can help those with disabilities and hospital stays feel competent, good-looking, and comfortable at all times. 2018 National Conference of Librarians Serving Blind and Physically Handicapped Individuals. Notes from Barb Shipman. On June 16th through the 21st, I had the opportunity to attend the 2018 National Library Services Conference held in Music City, USA, aka Nashville, Tennessee. While in Nashville, I enjoyed the southern hospitality, southern cooking, and air conditioning. With temperatures reaching well over 90 degrees, I was glad to have spent a majority of my time indoors. This year's conference was filled to the brim with presentations, training sessions, and meetings. The big buzz at this year's conference was the future of audiobook delivery. In addition to the digital talking book machines, DTBM, NLS is looking for faster and more efficient methods to deliver audiobooks to patrons. Currently, NLS is developing a fourth generation player, which will include a voice user interface similar to Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant that will allow patrons to request audiobooks with the sound of their voice. The conference also included training sessions, which gave attendees the opportunity to learn more about specific NLS services. The sessions that I attended were the Assistive Technology Petting Zoo and Bard Mobile. At the Assistive Technology Petting Zoo, I had the opportunity to play with various electronic devices such as the Victor Stream, Amazon Echo, and refreshable Braille display. The Bard Mobile session gave an overview of new and updated features that are available for both Android and iOS devices. The new features include sorting books by popularity, with the most popular book listed first, and the ability to browse magazine titles in their chosen format, which are listed in alphabetical order. In addition, patrons can now access all available magazine issues with the most recent one listed first. The 2018 National Conference was full of energy and insight as the future of NLS was presented before us. I am excited about the future plans that NLS has in store and how it will enhance library services that will benefit our library patrons. Holiday hours. The Library for the Blind will be closed on the following dates: Saturday, September 1st through Monday, September 3rd, Monday, October 8th, Wednesday, November 21st, closing at 5 p.m., through Thursday, November 22nd, Monday, December 24th, through Tuesday, December 25th, Monday, December 31st through Tuesday, January 1st. Reader Recommendations. Gloria Price recommends If I Run by Terry Blackstock. Suspected in the murder of journalist friend Brent Pace, 25-year-old Casey Cox disguises herself under the name Grace Newland and flees. Brent's parents hire another friend of his, PTSD-afflicted veteran Dylan Roberts, to track Casey down. Meanwhile, Casey may risk everything while trying to help a kidnapped girl. Gloria says this is her all-time favorite book. The book If I Run by Terry Blackstock, DB87410. Beverly Lozon recommends The Light Keeper by Susan Wiggs, Washington Coastline, 1876. Jesse Morgan, mourning the loss of his wife and unborn child, lives a monk's existence at the lighthouse. When beautiful pregnant Mary Dare is washed ashore after a shipwreck, he tries to avoid her, but Mary needs his help while she waits to deliver her baby. Slowly, Jesse rediscovers the joy of life. Some explicit descriptions of sex. Beverly reports that this was such a good story that it kept her reading past her bedtime to get to the end. A wonderful book and well written, it holds your attention. The book again, The Light Keeper by Susan Wiggs, DB47540. Lori Murphy says to try Now That You Mention It by Kristen Higgins. After getting in an accident, successful Boston doctor Nora Stewart returns to her hometown of Scupper Island, Maine, hoping to mend her relationships with those she left behind. Although she doesn't get the warmest welcome, an unexpected ally might even bring romance. Lori rates this a 5-star book. Parts of the story are funny and parts are serious. Easy to read and touches your emotions of the soul with tragedy and humor. The book, Now That You Mention It, by Kristen Higgins, DB89960. Rita Taylor recommends Gentle Gunman by Max Brand. A killer and thief, El Tigre was feared and hated by Valdivia. 20 years earlier, El Tigre had stolen Valdivia's bride-to-be. Driven by unrelenting desire to even the score, Valdivia enlists the help of Charles DuPont, an honorable man who wishes to show his gratitude for a past favor. The two concoct what they believe to be a foolproof plan to shoot El Tigre. Rita says there are so many twists and turns, plus a surprise ending in this story. Sometimes it surprises you who the good guys are. Rita also liked the narrator. The book, Gentle Gunman, by Max Brand, DB21435. Rita also says to try The Proving Trial by Louis L'Amour. Young Kearney McRaven has plenty of courage, but tracking his father's killer is almost too much for him, especially since he himself is being trailed by mysterious gunmen in long black coats. Rita notes that this story also has a great narrator, and L'Amour is a master storyteller. This book about family betrayal is a good page-turner, a book you will listen to again with a good ending. The book, The Proving Trail by Louis L'Amour, DB78736. Sabina Borowitz recommends Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife by Eben Alexander. Account of 54-year-old Harvard-educated neurosurgeon Alexander and his 2008 recovery from a coma induced by bacterial meningitis. Describes his near-death experience, including a feeling of unconditional love and acceptance that convinced him of the existence of heaven and a personal God. Sabina says this uplifting, short, read of a positive view of heaven is beautifully presented from a neurosurgeon's perspective. The book, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife by Eben Alexander, DB75791. Lawrence Robbins recommends American Minute, Notable Events of American Significance Remembered on the Date They Occurred by William J. Federer, a collection of historical vignettes, one for each day of the year, includes details of well-known holidays, achievements, and lesser-known events. Topics discussed include Mother's Day, Memorial Day, Lindbergh's solo flight, the Battle of Midway, the Red Cross, the Tuskegee Institute, and Paul Revere's Midnight Ride, among many others. Lawrence says, this book includes interesting facts in short segments. Lawrence learned quite a bit of great historical facts. The book, American Minute, by William J. Federer, DB87449. Lawrence also recommends Beer Money, A Memoir of Privilege and Loss by Frances Stroh. The author reveals the complexities of her childhood as a member of the Stroh's beer family. Once in possession of the largest private beer fortune in America, the iconic Detroit label's decline paralleled that of the slow unraveling of the author's family and the city. Strong Language, a 2017 Michigan Notable book. Lawrence was born and raised in Detroit, so he found this book about the city and its ties to the beer industry very interesting. The book, Beer Money, by Frances Stroh, DBC11163. Sharon Latatsky recommends Death and Life of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan. Wisconsin journalist examines the ecological impact of dense human habitation on the Great Lakes, which contain 20% of the Earth's fresh water, discusses industrial practices, invasive species, connections between the lakes and the ocean, and more, presents policy recommendations to improve the health of the lakes. Sharon says, this is a must-read if you are interested in the development of the Great Lakes and its connection to the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. The book covers the efforts to create an economic environment for the people who have settled here over time. It also explores the efforts to create an ecologically healthy environment for the people who live here now. The book, Death and Life of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan. DB87702. Bard Mobile Updates. For those patrons who use Bard Mobile on an iOS or Android device, you may already have discovered that updates were recently released for this app. Many of you may have your devices set to automatically update your apps, or your device may have alerted you that update apps were available. This update includes the following features on both operating systems. Previously downloaded books and magazines will be listed under a new category called My Previous Downloads on the Get Books screen. Also on the Get Books screen, there now is a new Most Popular category, which lists the most popular downloads on Bard. Users will be able to browse magazines by title with the new Browse Magazines category in the Get Books screen. Bug fixes and performance improvements. iOS only. For those using a refreshable Braille display, once enabled in settings, Braille will reflow to break lines to match the display's length. New voiceover actions on bookshelf items will allow users to delete or access items directly from the bookshelf. Total reading time and number of Braille volumes will now appear in the item summary listings. Users will no longer need to tap Load More for long scrolling lists of results. The application will automatically reload the next 50 items. VoiceOver users will be able to use gestures to restore default settings for tone and speed. Android only. Total reading time will display below author's name and bookshelf screen. Users will be able to delete books and magazines more easily by swiping right for a delete feature in Bookshelf. On the settings screen, a new global audio setting feature allows users to set tone and speed. NLS recommends that users update the applications. However, the current versions will continue to work. The new iOS version requires iOS 8 or later. Its user guide has been updated and can be found at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/apidoc/bardmobile.userguide.ios.1.2.html. The new Android version requires Android 4.2 or later. Its user guide, when ready, will be available at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/loc_02/bard-android-user-guide.html. For those patrons unaware of Bard and Bard Mobile, Bard stands for Braille and Audio Reading Download. It is a website created by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. It allows patrons to download audiobook files to a computer, and those files can be transferred to a flash drive for use in the talking book player you receive as part of your service. Therefore, patrons can have access to over 100,000 audiobooks right in their own home at any time by accessing the Bard website. Likewise, if patrons own a device such as an iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, or Android phone or tablet, these patrons can download a free app called Bard Mobile. This app allows patrons to download audiobooks directly to their device so they can listen to their books on their device. If you have any questions on Bard or Bard Mobile, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. Tips from Patron. Our patron, Barbara Geib, has two ideas to share with you. If you have a hard time hearing your TV set and you do not necessarily want to turn up the volume, Barbara suggests the following. Place a baby monitor by the TV speaker and place the accompanying handheld device by your chair or close to your ear. It will help you hear the TV program without disturbing others. Barbara also recommends, if you happen to get your hearing aids wet, place them in a bag of rice and leave them overnight. That should do the trick to dry them out. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information, please call Frank at 586-465-6694. technology assistance. For patrons with visual impairments interested in learning how to use a computer, free tutoring is available on Windows-based computers using the screen reader JAWS or the magnification software ZoomText. Tutoring is also available for iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch. You can learn how to use your device with its own built-in feature that talks to you. Some of your questions may be answered over the phone, but tutoring is also available in person at the library. Please call 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. Hands-on demonstrations of various devices, such as lamps, magnifiers, and more, are available through the Assistive Technology Demonstration Service. For a one-on-one appointment to learn what types of equipment are available for people with vision issues, please call the library at 586-286-1580. This free service is sponsored by the Michigan Disability Rights Coalition. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. The Library for the Blind is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes our fall 2018 newsletter. Please return this newsletter to the library in its container. Thank you.